I've seen some fantastic practice in my last round of observations, so I thought I'd share with you some of the best ideas and strategies that I've seen. Let's start with classroom management. Part of classroom management is to let pupils know our expectations and keep them high on a weekly basis. Rather than lecture pupils, it's a good idea to initially state our expectations and then get pupils into routines through tags and phrases that they know how to respond to. Different teachers, of course, do this in different ways, but as long as pupils know the particular routine, all can be effective. One teacher I saw used a waiter's bell to signify the end of an activity. Another teacher had a different but equally effective approach. Completely cheesy, but in her girls' school she shouts, "Justin!" and the class responds by shouting back, "Bieber!" I've heard it also works with the words "one" and "direction." The beauty of this is that it works with a great feel-good factor and can cut down on those transition times. Many of you will face classes that drift in at different times from PE or the other side of your school. Some of you have found success with do-now activities. Usually different from starters, do-nows serve as settler activities and they're to be done immediately when pupils come into the classroom for a maximum of 2 minutes. They are, of course, still related to the lesson, but they can vary from a what, when, why, who, how style activity on a photograph to an anagram or a short crossword or even putting a jigsaw together that gives a clue to the objective of the lesson. The aim of a do now is to ensure all pupils are engaged from the word go, to reinforce the idea that pupils are stepping into a place of learning and, of course, to minimise disruption at the start of a lesson. By having a rapid beginning with work, you are likely to encourage the dawdlers to get to your lesson more promptly. Have your do-now activities ready on tables as pupils come in or hand them to pupils on sheets as they walk into the classroom. Okay, moving on to the online timer. I know I've mentioned this several times to many of you, but online timers are a powerful way of helping pupils manage their own timeframes and work to your speed expectations. The Smartboard has its own version, and if not, you can use one from onlinetimers.com or classtools.net. During carousel activity I saw last week, I observed a time bomb being used. After the first experience of the fuse shortening and then the bomb exploding, the Year 7 class were very quick on their toes to move to the next table. By the end of the activity, pupils had anticipated the bomb going off and had moved to the next table within just a couple of seconds. This enabled a very rapid pace without any nagging from the teacher. Obviously, if you're using something like the fused bomb, you must do so with care. Certainly not one to use when doing war and peace activities, for instance. So, online timers are very useful in managing your class and developing pupils' self-study skills. However, for those of you who find you're constantly overrunning, timers can also help you with the discipline you need.